I don't know, from the sublime to the ridiculous, and now to something very serious, taking the tone down slightly. But that's the subject of hepatitis. Now, we did cover hepatitis in quite some detail in our World Hepatitis Day podcast, which you can find on the website. And this week, there's some interesting new work out about the link between hepatitis B infection and cancer. This is published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute this week. Now, hepatitis B infection isn't really a big problem here in the West, but it's a massive problem in sub-Saharan Africa and in Asia. And the really bad thing about hep B infection is that chronic hep B infection, which happens in about 20% of people who are infected with the virus, this really increases the risk of liver cancer. It's a type of cancer called hepatocellular carcinoma. Again, this type of liver cancer is really relatively rare in the West, but actually, if you look worldwide, it's the fifth most common cancer, and it's the third most common cause of cancer deaths. And more than 8 out of 10 cases of this type of cancer are in East Asia and sub-Saharan Africa, and most of these are to do with hep B infection.
Very, very common, though, isn't it, hepatitis B? And all those people who've got it don't necessarily go on to get cancer.
Absolutely, and that's what this work's about, because it is a mystery as to why some people might be more susceptible to developing liver cancer. Obviously, with many things linked to cancer, it's probably in your genes how susceptible you are. But this new study suggests that it might actually be in the genes of the virus, and this is a new analysis from Guangwen Cao and his team in Shanghai.
What did they do?
Well, they've done something called a meta-analysis, and they looked at over 40 studies, including more than 11,000 people infected with hep B and nearly 3,000 of those who went on to develop liver cancer. And they were looking at whether mutations in the virus itself, in the DNA of the virus, could affect the chances of the carrier of the infection developing cancer or not. Now, there have been quite a lot of studies looking at this, but they've all individually been sort of quite small and not that conclusive. So the hope was, by pooling together all the results from these studies, that Cao and his team were able to discover that four certain mutations in hep B were actually strongly linked to the development of liver cancer and were also more likely to crop up in the virus as the hepatitis infection progressed from an infection without any symptoms on to causing liver cirrhosis and then ultimately to causing cancer.
So I guess where you're going with this is you're saying this is a way of screening for who might be at risk. We spot those people, that tells us they might be going to get a cancer if they've got that particular mutation in their virus, therefore we should look at them more carefully.
Absolutely, and because most of these cases are in the developing world and in East Asia, it's not necessarily practical to, say, screen people with ultrasound or that kind of thing. But in fact, in these countries, just resources for antiviral treatment are very limited. So you might be able to then say, actually, as a priority, we need to treat this person with antiviral drugs and clear their hepatitis infection, whereas this other person's much less likely to have a serious cancer issue from it. And then also there's an issue, the more people you treat with antiviral drugs, the risk of building up resistance to these drugs. So it's really about stratifying who should get the first treatment for hep B infection.
Certainly an important condition. Thank you, Kat.